You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I received this as a Facebook message, and this was on my personal Facebook page. So this is a listener who is also a Facebook friend. And I have a ton of those. I mean, Facebook friends who I don't necessarily know personally.
Oh, no, it's
but they listen to the show, and that's cool. Her name is Susan. And I wanted to share this because she's kind of waggling a finger at me. Dom, I've been listening to you for more than 10 years, but I was a little disappointed to hear you talking about the looks on a woman that you would really like. I think you called it the Dom Zone or something like that. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. So it's from, like the
lower
the
thigh. Lower thigh to the waist.
Right.
I said, that's where a woman looks her best.
That's just, your juicy spot.
That's the Dom Zone, I call it. Anyway, Susan writes, I never thought of you as a shallow person, but if your first criteria for dating a woman is that she has a certain look, then maybe I've misjudged you. It doesn't mean I don't still love your show because I love it. We'll always listen, but I hope you'll rethink the way you view women. Mm-hmm. And that's from Susan. I might open this up to phone calls from listeners on this. Does that make me shallow? And first of all, I would never say that is my, what's she saying, your first criteria? It's not my first criteria, but I would say it's important criteria.
Which is okay.
Is that shallow or is it just an area that turns you on?
That's your thing.
I'm saying I've never understood the word shallow the way people use it. I'll listen and I won't say anything, but in my head I'm going, what does that even freaking mean if I say I'm attracted to this type of look and then somebody goes, oh, you're shallow. I'm like, well,
that's just what you like.
I'm wired a certain way. I mean, we are animals, right? And in the animal kingdom, there's a billion years of evolution going back where one animal will do something to try to attract another. It's not like human beings invented this, and I can't help it. I mean, if I'm going to date a woman, here's what she has to have in my mind. She has to be smart. She has to have an extremely well-developed sense of humor, kind of sarcastic humor, which I love. And yes, there's a certain look, and I don't deny
it. She has to have hips,
It's not hair color. I've dated every hair color under the sun.
Height,
it's not. I've dated a 5 foot tall woman and I've dated a 6 foot tall woman.
Teeth, let's talk teeth.
No, I mean, that's not
braces.
It.
Do they have to have them?
But I'm saying, does that make me shallow if it's a certain type of body? When I look at it, they just.
Aren't we allowed to have
I don't think
references?
So.
I don't know. Would our listeners consider that shallow?
I think that maybe shallow comes more into play, not with romantic relationships, but with other relationships. Like, I only hang out with girls who drive BMWs. You know what I mean? Like, I think that if you have certain criteria in your extracurricular relationships, then that's when you can get a little
shallow.
So just
in the friend zone areas.
Yeah. Maybe because otherwise, no. I think we're allowed to have preferences. I'm allowed to say you've got to look like Charlie Hunnam or else no.
Right. Or is it something?
That's just fantasy, though.
Like back,
no, that's reality.
Back in the day, when they would talk about gold diggers, right? And if a woman said, well, I'm not going to date a guy unless he's worth $2 million, whatever.
I would imagine
that would be considered shallow because they're not taking anything else into consideration. At least I have a variety of things.
Oh, good. Yeah, you have a variety of shallowness.
Yeah, well, is that true?
So what are we asking the listeners here then?
Is that shallow if you have a particular look?
Or what makes you shallow?
I would love to find
that
out.
Not you personally, but as a listener.
As a listener.
What makes you shallow? Call up.
No, but I mean, that's a great question. I mean, if people have the guts to pick up the phone and call us and raise their hand and say, hey, if this makes me shallow, then guilty as charged.
So, okay, I had a girlfriend who went out with a guy once, and she had the date, but then afterwards she was like, I don't think I'm going to see him anymore because his teeth are really messed up, and I can't date a guy whose teeth are this screwed up. But then I'm like, well, you knew his teeth were screwed up before you went out with him, so why even? So I think like.
See, that makes her shallow. When you have somebody that's perfect, and there's one thing that sticks out that you don't like.
I don't think that. See,
which
I don't
is the
like
reverse the, from yours. You just like one area. That's not being shallow. That's just being turned
but
on
how
by
is
an area.
Even she being shallow if you're not
because
attracted?
Because he's a great guy and he's got one thing wrong with him, then you bail. That makes you shallow. It's like, don't be so shallow.
But,
he's a great guy.
That's such a big
thing
that
wait a
if
minute,
you can't
though.
See past missed it. That's just human.
That makes you shallow.
Who's to say where you can draw the line of that one thing? Because I know you, Jeremy Padgett. I've known you for 12 years. And I can think of a couple of things that are just one thing on a woman, but you'd never go out with them.
Of course.
Like her
That's
face.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't like your face.
There's a whole big face.
I need a paper bag.
So I see lines ringing. We have more lines open at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I will, if society is going to deem that I'm shallow for that reason, then I will say guilty as charged. I don't think I understand. Let's go to the phones, and here is David. Hello, David.
Yeah, okay, so you put in this little parenthetical explanation here at the end.
Yeah.
But I think initially I was in a disagreement because it sounded like you were judging a person based on, you know, certain anatomical features. However, by far, I think the most important, attractive, sexual, intimate organ is the brain.
I know, but wait a minute. Hold on. Let me stop you there because you said I made it parenthetical. But when we had the original discussion, I said smart, well-developed sense of humor, and attractive. So how are we disagreeing?
Well, can I have take two seconds to explain that I had a friend that had an acquaintance that had an injury to his face, and he was paralyzed, so he looked like a stroke.
Okay.
And she told me that after a while, she never even noticed that. However, initial acquaintances, initial meetings, people would judge this person.
Sure.
As if they had some type of a defect. So
I understand.
They are important, but again, it's the intellect that really is the attraction maker.
So, yeah, David, I agree with you, but we are still animals, and you really need to be attracted to somebody you're going to spend the rest of your life with. I don't like the idea of forcing myself to be with someone that I'm not physically attracted to. I don't think that makes me a bad person.
David, are you married, or do you have a lady in your life?
Yes, I am. I'm married.
Do you remember the very first thing that struck you about your wife? Was it her eyes, her lips, her smile, her hair?
Well, no, I don't disagree. I mean, she was pleasant. She was nice. My wife is very lovely. To me, she's the world.
There you go.
But, she's not the, and I'm trying to be diplomatic about this. You know, I understand that she's not the most beautiful woman in the world, but she is to me.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. Right. I love that.
That's
well, listen,
nice.
We've got to run and take a bunch of other calls. You're terrific. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you much.
Thank you, buddy.
I think what I'm hearing is if you can start to overlook and you become blind to things that might be
sillier.
At the top of your
right.
beauty scale
so
based on
the more you get
your
to
brain
know someone,
or your humor,
the more beautiful they become.
Absolutely.
All right.
But how are you going to get to know them unless they're a looker? You know
well,
what
that's
I
where
mean?
The shallow part comes in.
I don't know how to say it any other way.
Here's Jill on the phone. Hello, Jill.
Hello. How are you?
I'm just sitting here being shallow.
Oh, you're not shallow at all.
That's nice.
I don't buy it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No.
That's what he wanted to hear.
No, I'm letting you expand on that. So what do you mean?
Because you have an opinion of what you like does not make you shallow. A shallow person is somebody who won't even get to know someone based on that opinion. I don't see you as not saying you would never get to know someone if they didn't have the nice section that you like. I just can't see you doing that.
Correct. He'd still want to get to know him.
Right.
But he
just
wouldn't
take
him
out to Del Frisco's.
Yeah. Right.
She's an Applebee's girl.
You know, he won't spend money on him.
And they'll go in Dutch.
Oh,
right.
Oh, God.
Right. Friend zone.
Dom's zone moved to the friend zone, yeah.
Jill, let me ask you before we move on to another call. I mean, are you in a relationship right now?
My husband and I have been together for 24 years. We have 3 kids. And we've been through so many ups and downs and changes in bodies and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's a point where you make it about who you're with, not about what the physical attributes are.
I agree. But my point, which I think is getting lost, is that you are initially attracted to someone. And I think people who say, oh, no, no, I didn't even notice their looks at all. I just could tell from across the room that they had a 4.0 average. I think they're lying. I think we feel like somehow we're bad people if we say we are attracted to somebody's look. Were you attracted to your husband's looks when you first saw him?
Yes, and he was attracted to me. So, yes, in the beginning, you have that connection.
Yes, and then you get to know each other.
Have you ever ended up with a woman who you weren't initially attracted to, but then you got to know and you were like, this woman rocks my socks?
Yes, I have.
The zone wasn't banging at first, but then the brain was.
There's always the zone. Jill, I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you guys have a good one, too. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
No, you're not shallow because of that one woman.
Hey, I got one. Here's Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Dom?
I'm good, buddy. What's on your mind?
So I got to say first, I don't think I've heard the word shallow in, I don't know, since I was in my 20s. I guess I disassociate with people that are that smart to use it. But everybody has to have a starting point. And if you're looking for a lifelong relationship, you have to be attracted to the person. They have to have something that attracts you. You know, my wife and I have been together for 13 years. And when I first met her, she was reaching as high as she could, cleaning glass side to side. So you can imagine I'm in the zone you're in. You got to have something that gets you to that next level. And if you don't have all those components together, you're not going to make it in the long term.
Well, I will say this. I don't know that 100% of people are this way. There could be some people where that's not important to them. I'm saying just for myself, I like to be attracted to somebody physically when I first start a relationship. And then you learn everything about them, and that's where the relationship blooms.
That's when that's all you know.
Yeah, but when you do a double take on somebody, you're like, we're like animals in the animal kingdom. We want to be attracted to something.
So. Yeah, I think, you know, and I would just have to say, my opinion is people who say that looks don't mean something to them are probably lying to themselves. I agree with you, we're all animals, and if you're going to have kids and you're going to be into somebody physically, if they're not attractive, how is that going to work out? I think I would agree it's not the most important or the only aspect of a relationship, but I think it does play into everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta get there.
And to say it doesn't matter at all to anybody,
well,
I think that's a farce.
It makes you sound noble, and I get that because we all want to sound noble. And I'm not. And ultimately, it's not going to be the most important thing. It's just what gets you through the door.
Wait, hold on. When girls show pictures of their new boyfriends to all of their girlfriends, the very first thing the girlfriends will say be like, oh, he's cute. So does that make all your girlfriends shallow?
Nobody ever looks at a picture of your new boyfriend and say, oh, my God, he looks like he's so smart.
Right.
That's your girlfriend's normal. That's what it's all about.
Joe, we got to run. Thank you very much for your call. I noticed that Emily keeps up posters of firefighters without shirts on.
They're my thing. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or does that make you shallow?
Well, there's a puppy in one.
That's right. Yeah. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the show. Derek,
hi,
welcome.
Don, how are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, and I was like, you know, everybody in the world has their own type of thing that attracts someone to someone else, and not everybody else has that thing. But
that's
it's
right.
A physical thing.
We like to say there's a Jack for every Jill.
Right.
What's your thing, Derek?
My thing is absolutely the hair. I melt for blonde hair. I love blonde hair so much.
There you go.
Yeah,
you
I'm
and
the
Jeremy,
same way. I love hair.
You guys should go hunting for women.
Love good hair. What are you doing tonight?
Let's dye our hair.
So do you have a blonde woman in your life right now, or a blonde man?
So that's another thing that I was going to talk about is that, you know, there's always females that everybody would look at and be attracted to, and I was with one of those for a little bit, but when I was with her for a little bit, I realized her personality didn't really mesh with mine.
There you go.
And the girl I'm with now is not many people would say she's as attractive as the first girl I was with, but my personality and hers connect more.
Good
and
for
that's
you.
Why I've been with her longer is because we connect better on a level. So,
I'm glad. Listen, we got to run and take one more quick call. Derek, thank you for that, and I hope this woman is blonde.
I hope so.
Time for one more. It's Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing today?
We're great. So thanks for calling. Are you shallow, too?
Yeah, I'm pretty shallow. Well, I don't know. There's a fine line between shallow and picky. You know, and I think I go back and forth.
Oh, picky.
On that line.
Yeah. No, I get that. Well, you know what? That's what we talked on the show before about people who have a list that's like 15 items long. Like if somebody says, okay, well, she has to be this tall. She has to have this color hair. She has to do this. She has to live here. She has to drive this kind of car. She can't have this. She can't have this.
That's high maintenance right there. Yeah.
Joe, what? Give us like your top three.
Well, I have a fear. I broke up with a girl because she laughed like a horse. She was really cute and everything, but she laughed like a horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm a butt man, so I broke up with a girl who had an inverted butt. I really didn't like that too much. But
what?
The worst one was this girl. I just started dating her. When she just after she had breast augmentation, and you know, we were doing our thing, and I'm sure you guys have all had a balloon in your hand that's really full.
All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold.
Her boobs were squeaking.
Was she a clown? Make me a bite, clown.
She had an inverted butt. I couldn't get
and
past
squeaky
that.
Boobs.
Where does he meet these women?
I don't know, but he said he's shallow.
Here's a measure for you, Don. Let me ask you this.
What?
If you are out in public with your girl, are you thinking about what other people are thinking about your girl? Like, do you think they're judging you because they're like, ooh, Don must be
this beautiful woman or an average woman? Nope, it's only happened once in my life, and you guys know about me taking the date to the fancy restaurant wearing the short shorts and the heels and stuff like that.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That?
Right, yeah.
That's the only time in my life I've ever worried at all about what other people thought about the woman that was with me.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
All right. So you don't have like a trophy on your arm just to impress
people. No, that's stupid.
No? Okay.
That's
just
dumb.
Just checking.
Hey, appreciate all the phone calls and the...
It was mostly men. One gal talking about shallow, mostly men. 99%
and
guys.
Admitting it that they were.
Shallow Hal is such a good movie. Do you guys remember that?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.